And we are doing the show from the Native Lights Buffalo Grill Studios. And we were going to go down and do the show at the Buffalo Grill, but due to the weather and not wanting to take the equipment out in the rain, we decided to go ahead and do it at the studio. And the next time we all convene, we'll be at the Buffalo Grill. Want to say a quick thank you to Kevin and the gang for being so understanding and, you know, telling us, hey, don't get out in the rain and be careful. And so thanks to Kevin. And don't forget, it's the home cooking for $2 menu down at Native Lights today at the Buffalo Grill. And the whole menu is also available, so don't let us stop you. Head on down there. Enjoy yourself a great lunch today at the Buffalo Grill. And now we're going to head to the phones, where we have voice of the Winfield Vikings and the Southwestern Mind Builders, Kurt Caden. Kurt, how are you?
I am good. I want to know, why is Coach Burrow always in the back? We need him in the front.
Well, I could say something, but
his promotion hasn't came through
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, we can't talk about it on air, though.
He's like the Bob Uecker of the show.
Well, last time Rama gave away how much money I was making, now I'm paying taxes on it, so I belong in the back.
Just keep him out of sight, out of mind.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Well, Kurt, how have you been?
I've been good. This weather, I tell you, it's so crazy, all this rain we're getting, and then I hear we're going to be into a dry, hot spell coming up by, like, Saturday.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing, too. And I know you have a covered parking spot all lit up at Southwestern, so you don't ever worry about it, but it's probably nice to, during the summertime, to be able to park anywhere you want to.
you know, it's you always like when the students are around. There's life on campus. But, you know, for a little while, it's not bad. You can park wherever you like. Kind of nice, but I do not have that covered spot. I've been looking for that. I don't know where they built that, but I'm still looking.
He's got his own valet, though.
I need that.
Driver, pull me up in front of my building. Thank you.
Yeah, drop me off right there.
And Kurt, since we've talked, there has been an addition to the staff at Southwestern College. Jack Keg is the new head men's and women's track and field coach. Tell us what you know about Mr. Keg. You know, I know it's still early on, but I know he is going to be joining the staff as the new men's and women's track and field coach.
Yeah, you know, Locke Schnelly, our head athletic trainer, took over the interim role of that and really did a great job of holding things together over the spring. And Matt O'Brien seemed pretty excited about Jack Keg coming to Southwestern. He was most recently the head track coach at a school I'd not heard of. Maybe Coach Burrows has, or Rama. Oakland City University in Indiana. I had not heard of that one. I think that college shut down, and that allowed Jack Keg to become available, and was a good recruiter. And I know Matt O'Brien's excited about him joining us at Southwestern.
Yeah, I've heard of Oakland University out of Michigan, I think it is,
yes.
Right? But no, not this Oklahoma or Oakland City University. That's a new one for me.
I'd never heard of that one before.
Yeah, I'd like to find out their mascot. I'm always interested in mascots of these universities, so I'll have to check that out.
You know, he was also, I know one you've heard of, he was also the head track and cross-country coach at Oregon Tech, which is another NAIA school, and they've had some success in their athletics, so a little bit of his history.
Terrific. Hey, I know Brett said you've been following the what's going on the soccer side of things. Is that right? You keep up with it pretty good?
Who hasn't, Rama?
No.
Tell me you haven't been dug in on this.
No, I'm following. I know they're 2-0 and they're playing Turkey this evening, but if I really want to know what's going on, though, you're the man to tell us. So tell us what your thoughts on the way the USA's played so far, and also the way that things are shaking out in the bracket side of things.
Well, you know, it's fun when you get Olympics or World Cup or something, when the USA does well, it's funny how that just invigorates and fires up folks to really get behind the team. And the U.S. had a convincing win over Paraguay in their first game in their group stage, and then were able to beat Australia, which now clinches them the first seed out of their group. And they play Turkey tonight. I'll be interested to see. I saw that Christian Pulisic is okay, is healthy now. He didn't play in their second game against Australia, but he's able to play, I think. I'll be curious how much the USA, it doesn't matter if they win, lose, or draw tonight. So I'll be curious how much they play some of their stars tonight. I would think with the crowds they're getting and everything, they're going to want to keep their momentum going. But always interesting when it comes time, you know, in any sport, do you rest guys? Do you play them? You know, how do you handle that?
And I did hear I did read on ESPN, it's funny you say that, that the coach's plan is to play the players in the beginning, be very cautious, and if a player is fatigued or decides they want to come out, they'll just use their rotation to finish out the game. So it sounds like they're just going to play it by ear. But, Coach, you've coached, obviously. How did you feel about resting players? What was your policy on that?
Well, my big thing is you got to worry about two things, and one you can control and one you can't. You know, you can't worry about them getting hurt, but you also don't want to leave them out there in a situation where they could get hurt, where they would get fatigued or whatever. But I was interested in recovery, especially late in my career, because that wasn't a thing when I first started. So I want them fresh for the finals, but I also don't want them to set though either. So I think there's a fine line. I'm going to let them play a little bit, and then when things are whatever, good or bad, if it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter. So you always want to win, but if it's not going to matter your seeding, then why take a chance?
And, Kirk, what Messi and Ronaldo are doing during this tournament so far, especially at 38 and 39 years old. I mean, the other day, Messi, these are the records he broke. FIFA World Cup goals, 18. Most matches played by an individual, 28. Most matches won by a player, 18. And the most minutes played in the FIFA World Cup, 2,489.
It's phenomenal what he's doing. And, of course, he's been so good in the MLS since he came over. And watching him do what he does. And, you know, for all those guys are so talented. The other guys on Argentina and on Portugal. But the way that they know their star is there, and, you know, if they can set their stars up, they know they're going to finish. And there's no ego there that I can see, and they know who their cash cow is, and they seem okay with it, even though many of them could just take over themselves. But those guys are special talents, and, you know, to see Ronaldo finally, after the Portugal was not good in their first game, and then Ronaldo got him going there, almost had the hat trick in their second game, so... You know, Argentina, Portugal, Brazil look really good right now. England, I thought, I'm not sure if they are right there, but those three are really the ones to beat, I feel like.
I mean, I got tired walking to the refrigerator the other night, and then here these guys are 39 and 40 and running all over the place. I mean, good grief.
And you know, last time, the last World Cup, when Argentina won it, they said, well, this is probably Messi's last one, and now here he is again doing it, and... You know, as sports fans, we love to see these guys that have been so great when they just keep that career going. And, boy, with how physical training and everything, it just seems like we're getting to enjoy these guys' talents longer and longer. You know, I think of, you know, even LeBron James in the NBA or,
yes.
You know, I mean, it's like them or not. I mean, their talent is just off the chart.
Oh, go ahead, Brett.
No, I was just going to say, and, you know, the schedule for the U.S. has already been made out as far as they go. Their next game after this one would be July 1st in Santa Clara, opponent to be determined, and then they'll play, you know, pretty much in 4 and 5 day increments as far as they can go into the tournament, with the final being on July 19th at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford.
Do you got a favorite in this? Outside of the USA, obviously, who we're pulling for to win it, do you think there's a clear-cut team that's probably the favorite in this that's left?
You know, watching Argentina, I don't know how you get past them right now. Mm-hmm. They are so good, but the Brazilians are outstanding too, and I think when Portugal plays their A game, they are... amazing. You know, I didn't realize, you know, there's so many venues in the United States that they're playing World Cup, and in Canada and in Mexico, but with the U.S. getting that one seed, they're going to stay on the West Coast by getting that. Otherwise, there was a chance, had they finished second in their group, that they might have played like in Kansas City or something, but, you know, they're playing in at SoFi Stadium in L.A. today, and then, Brett, you mentioned they're going to be in Santa Clara. They'll just stay on the West Coast and play their games until that final, hopefully.
Yeah, and then around the 16, if they win, they'd be in Seattle. The quarterfinal would be back at SoFi Stadium. So you're right, they will be on the West Coast. And, you know, Kurt, I tell you what, I appreciated when I texted you the other day and asked you to explain offsides to me. You did a great job, because that call irritates me for some reason, but I understand it now. You know, I also watched they did a little video explanation during one of the games, and it makes sense now, but it's aggravating.
You know, the coverage has been good where they you know, and it's amazing the technology. I wish they actually would use the VAR, the video assisted review, more in some situations, because I think they've missed some penalties in the box and whatnot. But boy, that offsides, when they just break it down, you can just see. I mean, any part of your body that's beyond that last defender, if you're there before the ball's kicked, you're offside. And so it's pretty phenomenal. But yeah, I get asked a lot about offside in hockey and in soccer a lot.
Hey, I do have one. I found one thing interesting. You brought up LeBron James when you're talking about the older athlete. In my mind, I was thinking about Rama Peru instead.
game is solid.
Yeah. Hey, wait, we're talking about older athlete. Watch it now, okay?
You know,
the athlete part.
You know, my mind immediately went to the greatest quarterback of all time, Aaron Rodgers. So I don't know what you guys are thinking.
Ooh, where are we going there?
Yeah. Hey, all right. Sorry, we're going to get back on track here, okay? Quick question. A good friend of ours, Dave Denley, coming back to Southwestern College. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
He is coming back, and he is not coming back in a coaching role. He has accepted the position of the head gift officer in the alumni office, and so he's going to be doing something that he's pretty comfortable with, going traveling around and visiting with folks, and instead of recruiting players, he's going to just be telling the story of Southwestern and getting hopefully getting the, you know, those gifts are important at a college. And so it's exciting that the Denley family coming back here. Their daughter Abby is going to be a junior here at Southwestern, and they've been living in Nebraska. So having them come back here is pretty exciting.
Does his daughter play basketball?
She does not.
Okay. All right. Well, yes. I was curious if she might be a basketball player, but it'll be great to have Coach Denley back on campus in whatever role he's in now. And I think that's a great role, like you said, to be able to go out and raise funds for the college. Nobody better probably than that guy right there.
I would say so. It's going to be fun. I think July 1st is like its official first day. They're still trying to sell their house and find a house here. So, you know, if you have any leads there, Rama, I don't know, you got any room in the inn maybe for a couple?
There's nothing he can't do, Kurt.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, well.
Well, guys, I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up the fact that a new coach at Southwestern College, his last name is Keg.
Yeah. You know. That's a good college name.
I'm staying away. I'm staying away from that.
I'm not touching that one either.
Doesn't seem like a place to go for me right there.
Yeah. Married a lady with a maiden name Stand, you know, the old keg stand.
Oh, wow. Okay. Taking us back to Rama's college days or something there.
Exactly. You know,
hey, I was going to say one more thing with the World Cup tonight, you know, talking about who's going to play and who's going to not. You know, there's a rule in the World Cup where if you get a yellow card in one game and then the very next game, if you get another yellow card, the game after that, you have to sit out. And so I think it's going to be important for the U.S. tonight to make sure those guys that picked up yellow cards in their second match against Australia, they don't want to pick up another yellow tonight. And I'm going to guess Turkey, who is playing for nothing, they might muddy it up a little bit. And so, you know, the U.S. players are going to have to be smart. Guys that are sitting on a yellow, you'd like to have everyone with a clean slate going into their next match. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that's a great point, and we'll keep an eye on that for sure. But, you know, Kurt, one more, we're going to talk about this later on the show, but I want to get your opinion before we let you go. You know, the NCAA is talking about going to this five-year model and letting athletes play for 5 years. First of all, what do you think about it, and do you think that would ever trickle down to NAIA or anything like that?
I don't see, you know, maybe Rama might have some help on, but, like, guys at the NAIA level, I don't see them playing more than 5 years. You know, the medical red shirts are still going to be in play and whatnot, and some hardships. I do like the thing they also added in there that if athletes go on mission, well, that's really talking about BYU. You know, they've always had much older athletes there, but I think it's necessary. It feels like to me the NCAA is trying to get a hold of things, but they don't have much of a grip yet.
Yeah, and Rama made that point off air. It just sounds like that they're really trying to get everything back to the way it was. But it seems like to me you're just giving a player another year to play around in the NIL. But we'll see. We'll talk about how all that goes. But well, Kurt, thanks for joining us today, and we appreciate it. And we'll get a hold of you as we get closer to the World Cup ending, because, like I said, nobody knows soccer like you do.
Do you guys have any predictions?
I think I'm with you on Argentina. I've seen them play a couple times. They're playing really well. And I kind of liked England, but when they tied with Ghana, I'm like, I don't know now.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going with whatever you said, Kurt. I'm going with Portugal, Argentina, yeah, all the ones you named.
Hey, before you run off, how are the Moose? How are they doing?
It's been a little bit of struggle. They lost in the bottom of the ninth against the Wellington Heat here on Tuesday night. They are, I believe it's 3-10 right now, and coach pitching. They played the number one team the other night, the Kansas Curve team out of Clearwater, who's been really good since this league started. And the Moose offered 17 walks and 4 hit batters, and he ain't going to beat anyone doing that. And so, you know, just trying to find guys. I see guys improving, which is, I know, the real main purpose of the KCLB. The Moos are home, weather permitting, tomorrow night against El Dorado, and then July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, they'll have a 3-game homestand, which will be cool. And, of course, the city of Winfield will have their fireworks celebration down at the Broadway Sports Complex, and I'm sure there'll be hot dogs and all sorts of – it's always a fun night, July 4th, over at Broadway for baseball and fireworks. I mean, that's the way it goes. But yeah, wins have been cut. They've been kind of few and far between here for Cole Henley's team.
And we have a last second prediction. Steve predicts that the Scots will drink Foxborough Dry beer again.
Wow, that's fair. That's a good call.
Go Scots.
Go Scots, he said.
You know, Mexico, by the way, Mexico, if you're looking for an outlier, Mexico is playing really well,
yes,
too. So that could be a team that might surprise some folks. But I don't think they have the firepower that the others do. But I like that call, the Scots, yeah.
Man, this has been great, though, to get this insight, because this is stuff, like I say, that I know that Dave and I and Brett could share all the same, but we like hearing it from you. So thanks so much, Kurt.
Hey, it's fun to talk a little. I love talking hockey and soccer on the radio. You know, those are sports. You know, football and basketball and whatnot, baseball, they deserve their attention, of course. But it's kind of fun to talk about these other sports that folks really start to learn, you know, during the Stanley Cup or during World Cup. It's cool to me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. All right, Kurt, well, thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you soon, man. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, gentlemen. Have a good show.
All right, bye-bye. That was Kurt Caden, voice of the Mound Builders and the Vikings. And that break ran a little long, so we're going to come back. And, Rama, I want you to tell us what's going on down the street at Cali College when we come back here on the 620 Sports Show. So don't go anywhere.
When you want a dealership that treats you right, come see us at Friendly Ford in Arc City, where the name truly says it all. Whether you're shopping for a brand new F-150, a family-ready Explorer, or a dependable pre-owned vehicle, our team is here to make the process simple, stress-free, and actually enjoyable. Friendly Ford believes in honest guidance, fair pricing, and hometown service that puts your needs first. From test drive to trade-in, you'll feel the difference the moment you walk through the door. Stop by Friendly Ford on Summit Street and discover why so many local families trust us. Friendly Ford, where buying a vehicle finally feels friendly.
Ask about our selection and come see what's on the lot. You bring the friends, we have the Fords at Friendly Ford of Arc City.
The Colonel's cooked up a new $10 bucket of the day just for you. Monday, 24 nuggets for $10. Tuesday, 8-piece fried chicken for $10. Wednesday, 10 wings for $10. Thursday, 8 tenders for $10. Friday, 24 nuggets for... Ooh, you guessed it, didn't you? $10. The $10 Bucket of the Day deal. Every weekday, only at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. Tax extra.
So Ryan and I came to the decision to get life insurance when I was pregnant with our first son. He really wanted us to be taken care of if something happened to him. He provided for our family in life and also after his death. I think that would make him proud. Ethos makes it fast and easy to get life insurance. Apply in minutes and get same-day coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid testimonial. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Spend an evening with the legendary John Anderson at Seven Clans First Council Casino. Saturday, August 15th. John Anderson in an intimate acoustic show. Get tickets online at sevenclans.com or the casino box office. Don't miss John Anderson. Coming to First Council Casino in Newkirk.
Our Kansas City Recreation Center offers programs for all ages. With warmer weather on the way, you might be thinking about getting out and being active. But also remember, we have an indoor fitness center and pool. Maybe you already have a favorite sport or hobby, or maybe you're ready to try something new. Either way, we'll help you find something to get involved in. Stop in to 225 East 5th Avenue for information on our current programs. Find us on Facebook or visit us online at arccityrec.org.
And we are back on the 6-2-0 Sports Show. Want to say again thank you to Kevin and the gang for being so considerate and, you know, telling us about rescheduling and helping us out with that. And make sure you head down to the Buffalo Grill this weekend. A lot of great food, a lot of great sports on, baseball and beyond. Of course, the World Cup. And they're giving away a lot of money. They give away money Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday down at Native Light. So make sure you head down there this weekend. And Rama, the last time it ran a little long, but tell us what's happening right down the road here at Cali College.
Yeah, well, we've had some really good news here recently. Cali Athletics as a whole placed sixth in the Ron Case Cup, the NATYCAA standings. Following last year's eighth place finish, Cali made a 2-spot improvement. And that is basically all the 2-year colleges, you know, compete in this Ron Case Cup. It's based off of your athletic teams making it to nationals and getting points there. And Cali finished sixth overall, which is just an incredible accomplishment. So congratulations to Jeff Flutie, athletic director there at Cali, and all the coaches at Cali for the work that they do, because that's a great finish for the Tigers. Also a guy that Coach Burrow's got to see a lot this year calling the Tiger baseball games, Drake Fitzrow, center fielder, was named a Gold Glove recipient from the NJCAA. He had already got the award from the Jayhawk Conference and now adds this one from the NJCAA Division I. As far as fielding went this year, he had a perfect fielding percentage, did not commit an error all season long. And that is pretty impressive, isn't it, Coach?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's been a long list of center fielders run through that program the last 30 years. So hats off to him. He well-deserved. And the good thing about it, as we've talked before, is taking his talent right up the road to Wichita State.
So love it.
We'll get to see him again and some more and more. So
yeah, I love that he's going to be right down the road, and we get to cheer him on as a Shocker. And so best of luck to Drake, and congratulations on that honor. And then a couple other great honors for the Tigers tonight up in Wichita. If you haven't got a ticket yet, there's still tickets available. It's the Greater Wichita Sports Commission Banquet at Intrust Bank Arena. That will be tonight from 6 to 9 o'clock. And they'll have all kinds of honors out there. They give out the Buster Posey Catcher of the Year Award. They'll have the Professional Athlete of the Year from Kansas, all kinds of different awards. But we've got two of our athletes up for the Junior College Male and Female Athlete of the Year Award. Esteban Bissot, our cross-country and track individual national champion. And Stephanie Silva on the women's side of things was the Defensive Player of the Year in the Jayhawk Conference in women's soccer. And they're both up for those awards tonight. So congratulations to Esteban and Stephanie. And then also coming up, you can still enroll to get a team for the Tiger Skins Brian Groves Memorial Golf Tournament on Saturday, August 1st at the Arc City Golf and Fitness. And also Cali's preparing to host a youth softball camp for ages 5 through 12 on Tuesday, June 30th from 8:30 to 11:30 at the Ed Hargrove Field in Arc City. So you can find more information on those or reserve your spot for those camps by going to calitigers.com.
And I was reading also, I know volleyball is going to have some camps coming up later on the summer also. So,
sure will.
You know, even though the students aren't here, there's plenty of stuff happening at the college during the summer. And we're going to stick with college, but we're going to move up a level and head to talk about the Oklahoma Sooners, your national champions. They won 13-2 against North Carolina on Monday. And for a team that finished, what, Coach, 10th in the SEC or 11th?
Tied for 11th.
Yes. They cruised, besides that one loss to Carolina, they cruised through the playoffs. And, Coach, I asked you a question off air, and I know you're not easily offended, but I always feel like I always have to bounce questions off of you beforehand. But, you know, I know that coaching plays a huge part in it. But getting the whole nucleus to play together and play well at the same time during a playoff run, some of that's luck.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have luck to win a championship. I don't care what level it is or what sport it is. I think a lot of it, for me, it's a testament to the SEC. 14-16, the SEC is going to get you battle-hardened. It's going to get you game-ready for a tournament. And you know what? They struggled. They scuffled. They tied for 11th. They go to the SEC tournament, and they get beat by LSU, who, by the way, didn't make the tournament. But last year's national champion. What, the last six national champions have come out of the SEC. And it's been done before. Ole Miss won it in 21 or 22. Barely the last team in, and then they got hot, and they went on a run, and they're the national champion. So, but it's hats off to the players, because the players, they kept working, and they kept improving. And then all of a sudden, you know what? The game will smile on you if you do the right things as a person and as a player and as a group. And they did. And they didn't just win that tournament. They walked right through it. They beat the ACC regular season champ in Georgia Tech. They beat the Big 12 regular season champ and tournament champion, KU.
They spanked KU
pretty good. They didn't beat them. They took them. There was a woodshed. They built a woodshed on that field, and they took them that woodshed and spanked them good.
Yes, they did.
And then they beat Georgia, who was the best team in the SEC, won the regular season conference and the tournament, and was one of the most, one of the best offenses in the history of the game. And they couldn't score off of them. So, they were hot, but you also got to be good, though.
And, Robin, what did you think about that run from Oklahoma? Tell us what you thought.
I wasn't expecting it. I mean, I just didn't see it coming after the regular season that they had. I mean, you finish under 500 in the conference. You don't expect to be the JUCO or being the NCAA World Series champs. You just don't expect that. The College World Series champs.
Their early season wasn't so good, they wouldn't have made it into the tournament.
Right. If they wouldn't have had a record of 42-23 or whatever to be able to have a record good enough to get picked in, you're right.
First 6-8 weeks of the season, they were really good. They opened the season playing three Big 12 schools and just kicked the dog out of them.
Yeah, as the season was going even through the middle, the only Oklahoma team everybody was talking about winning a championship was the softball team. Yeah. Nobody muttered a word about the baseball team.
Yeah, they're probably having a talk with her today, like, hey, what's the deal? You're dropping the ball.
Well, you had mentioned that they made some
statue, right?
Exactly. They had made some good coaching adjustments as the season went along, too. That they realized that, hey, we need to make a few adjustments here and there, and it really seemed to work for them.
And here's the mind-boggling thing in my mind: who goes to a national tournament on a 4-year level and pitches three freshmen?
You just don't see it happen.
And they dominate.
I mean, to have the guts to tell your veteran pitchers that have pitched pretty much all season for you, hey, I don't like what I'm seeing from you. We're going to go with these young guys. I mean, maybe at a different point in the season, but at that point, you just don't see that.
Absolutely. That's an all or nothing type move, and it just paid off. And Brett, there's the lucky part right there.
Yeah, well, Brett asked a good question. I was going to say off the air, too, a little bit. I think it was off the air about, is there some luck involved in that?
Yes.
And now, obviously, the Sooners, with the scores they had, it was different, but it reminded me somewhat of, like, the 2015 Royals, where, and it seemed like any ball that would bounce the way they needed it to bounce, they got those bounces. Yeah. And it just, sometimes you've got to have that.
Every ground ball, we call it CNI dog singles. So you hit a ground ball and it's not hit very hard at all, but it's hitting the right spot. That happened to them. And then the thing that's hard to explain is they hit 48 home runs in 46 games and hit 45 in the last 19. How do you explain that?
You don't.
There's no explanation to it whatsoever. So, you know what, Boomer And I'm
sooner.
I'm, yeah, and you know what? Now it's football season down there. Now the football team needs it. It's their turn.
Yep. Yeah, it's their turn. Yeah, it's their turn to step up. And sticking around the college level, of course, we had the NBA draft the other night. AJ DeBanza, of course, number one, went to the Wizards. He, of course, he went to BYU. Darren Peterson from KU, he went to Utah. And the Big 12 had the Big 12 top 30s. They had a lot of I believe 13 players.
Yeah, a lot drafted. They did
in the draft, and and staying in the college. Michigan's Dusty May leaves Michigan after just winning the title this year. He's headed to become the coach of the Mavs. I was kind of surprised by that.
I was too. I mean, you just win the national championship, but he gets a chance to coach Cooper Flagg. He actually first round draft pick. Got to get one of his guys from Michigan that he drafted too. So, he left while the iron was hot. You can't get any hotter than win a national title, and that's the ultimate level. I mean, if you want to coach the best, that's where you want to go. Get up to that NBA level.
Has there ever been anybody in basketball that won a title in college basketball and did the same thing in the NBA?
That's a great question, Coach. I can't think of anybody. I know Patino and Calipari come to mind, and neither one of them won it in the NBA.
He didn't do well with the Lakers.
Right. Yeah. I'm trying to think of coaches that have had that kind of success at both levels, and I don't believe so. I mean, that's a great question.
Well, you got Cooper Flagg. That's a good guy to build your program around.
It sure is, for sure. And I thought this was really cool, guys. A former Shocker and Sooner, Austin Reeves, he signed the largest contract by an undrafted player in NBA history the other day. 4 years, $185 million. And I remember whenever he was a freshman at Wichita State, he was a gangly, skinny guy that I thought, well, maybe he'll hit some three-pointers for us, be that guy that can hit threes, play some D. And then he goes and transfers to OU and had a really nice senior season under Lon Kruger. Really showed his scoring ability, but still never dreamed he would do this. I mean, the NBA didn't think he'd do this. He went undrafted. And here we are about 5 years later, and this guy's almost making $200 million. So congrats to Austin Reeves.
Yeah, he is making a heck of a killing there. Hey, guys, I'm going to switch gears real quick. We're going to go straight to college football because Texas Tech quarterback Brandon Sorsby, he was going to enter the NFL supplemental draft and head to the NFL. Well, the NFL sent out a memo earlier this week stating that there would be no supplemental draft. And, of course, so now he's kind of stuck. But, Coach, I'm going to rewind the tape a little bit. And do you think Texas Tech just really sat down all the guys there and said, okay, this battle is not worth fighting?
Absolutely. We opened a can of worms that we can't do anything with. And we're going to sacrifice his career here instead of our reputation, basically. Because, I mean, look, people are going to boycott him and not play him and not schedule him. So how do you overcome that?
Yeah, you can't. And that was Coach, you hit the nail right on the head. And that's the way I was thinking, too. I don't think they thought what the blowback would be.
They had no idea.
And then look what the NFL does. We were talking a couple of days ago about the supplemental draft coming up, and I was asking you, should the Steelers maybe put a flyer on this kid, in the supplemental draft, because they need a quarterback in the future. And then about 2 hours later, the NFL comes out and says there's no supplemental draft this year, and that is strictly for him. I mean, the reason they did that was based off of they don't want this guy to be able to just kind of avoid all those charges and be able to slide right on in the NFL like nothing happened.
He crossed the only line they asked him not to cross. It's betting on his own team.
That's right.
And I agree.
It's never going to fly, and I wouldn't want him in my clubhouse or locker room. Like, now we're going to pass. In my opinion, that guy's going to have to go back and start saying all the right things, continue his rehab, and maybe hopefully the UFL will give him a chance and he can show what he could do, and then maybe with enough time people forget all about it. Maybe. I don't know if that's happened, but you know what? It's not happening. It happened to Ray Rice. He's never.
Very true.
They didn't forget about that.
Well, so. And sometimes there could be that word collusion, to where all the teams kind of get together and they decide we're going to keep this guy out. Yeah. I mean, no one's going to draft him. We see a lot of teams, too, some of them that just say, hey, we want to win at all costs. Doesn't really matter. Whatever this guy's done, we're going to bring him on because he's going to help us win games. But
that cost is pretty high right now.
It really is. And I'm with you. I don't like having a guy on my team that I have to cheer for that's someone that you're just like, ah, it's just not a guy I want to cheer for. As much as I was conflicted thinking the Steelers need a quarterback in the future, I don't really want it to be some guy that I've kind of lost respect for.
Well, and the other thing, too, is, you know, it's not even just the guy. Every stadium that your teammates are walking into, too, you're catching flack. Everybody hates your guts.
Mm-hmm.
And Coach, I know that as a coach, you probably tell your players, ignore the crowd, but you can't all the time.
Well, yeah, you're a human being. And,
yes.
And they don't say nice things. They spit on you, and they call you names that you shouldn't be called. So, but they make good money to do that, but we talked about it on the podcast the other day. We can negotiate through some problems, but that's the one problem we're not going to deal with.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, and hopefully, you know, hopefully his rehab is successful and it's good for him. And he said, like I said, I mean, he's on the right track, but right now I think they're looking down their room of their classes going, we need to wait on this.
Yeah, they're wanting him to show a little more accountability, too. I think from what I'm hearing is they're acting like he's kind of, you know, whatever. It wasn't that big of a deal. You know, we're all young. We all do things like this. And they're like, no, we need you to give us a little more accountability here, young man, that this was really something you realized was wrong, and you're not going to make that mistake ever again, and you're trying to preface that, hey, I should have never have done this.
He needs to be a little more remorseful, in my opinion.
Well, I agree. That whole, and plus, we all don't make that mistake that you made.
Not whenever, like Coach says, it's in every locker room. Yes. It's everywhere you go. It tells you no gambling on your team.
At the next break, I'm going to get on my phone. I'm going to place a bet on this show. I'm going to bet that we do really good in the next segment.
Oh, we will, totally. And speaking of that next segment.
I'm going to tank it then, and I'm going to bring it the other way.
Well, that's a thought that might be going on in somebody's head. Like, hey,
sure could.
He dropped that pass on purpose?
Yes.
That guy's point shaving.
Exactly.
Nowadays, it's sad, but it makes you question sometimes, doesn't it? Absolutely. You're like, wait a minute, is this guy throwing the game out there?
And guys, we'll touch base on this five-year thing later on, maybe in a future show, because they really haven't decided on it 100% yet, because I want to take a quick break, come back, and we're going to talk Royals, and they are playing right now. We'll tell you that score when we get back from the break, so don't go anywhere.
When you want a dealership that treats you right, come see us at Friendly Ford in Arc City, where the name truly says it all. Whether you're shopping for a brand new F-150, a family-ready Explorer, or a dependable pre-owned vehicle, our team is here to make the process simple, stress-free, and actually enjoyable. Friendly Ford believes in honest guidance, fair pricing, and hometown service that puts your needs first. From test drive to trade-in, you'll feel the difference the moment you walk through the door. Stop by Friendly Ford on Summit Street and discover why so many local families trust us. Friendly Ford, where buying a vehicle finally feels friendly.
Ask about our selection and come see what's on the lot. You bring the friends, we have the Fords at Friendly Ford of Arc City.
Light up your night at Native Lights Casino in Newkirk. Enjoy thrilling games, mouth-watering favorites at Buffalo Grill Lounge, and unbeatable fun. Win, unwind, and savor every moment. Your friendly neighborhood casino awaits just off Highway 177.
The 620 Sports Show is sponsored in part by Cali College. Start your journey at Cali. With over 600 accredited courses, easy transfer pathways, and job-ready workforce training, we're here to help you reach your career goals. Looking for flexibility in your schedule? Many programs can be completed fully online. Cali is more than just a college. In Tiger Territory, you'll find the educational and community-focused opportunities for a well-rounded experience. Join us today and unlock your future as a Cali Tiger. Visit cali.edu to get started.
We are back on the 620 Sports Show, and I don't want to skip it. You know, the Knicks did win the NBA championship. They beat Oklahoma, and let me tell you, Jalen Brunson had a series to remember in that whole NBA Finals. So I'm going to make sure we give them their due, but they played really well, and they were nasty.
How about 45 points in that clinching Game 5 win over the Spurs? I mean, 45.
Yes.
And you know, it was really cool because since 1973, they had not won a title, and to see that parade and what it brought to the city. And they were just talking about how it just kind of, you know, through everything that's going on right now, it brought so many people together. And it was really cool to see. The Knicks were a team coming in that everybody thought going into that series, you know, kind of an afterthought, even though they were playing so well. Everybody thought that Oklahoma City and the San Antonio winner was going to come out as champs more than likely. But Knicks took it to them 4-1.
And neutralized Wimby to pretty much nothing.
Sure did. And you know, unfortunately, we got to go back on this a minute. Whenever San Antonio knocked out Oklahoma City in Game 7 to go into the finals, you know, Chet Holmgren really did nothing in that Game 7. And Oklahoma City used a draft pick the other night, their first-round pick, on a guy that's 7'3" out of Michigan. So looking to get some help inside there with Chet in case they run into San Antonio again, which I'm sure they will in the playoffs in future years.
And, you know, if I was Holmgren, I wouldn't renew my lease where I was at. This kid that they got is good.
He is. They said 7'3" without shoes.
Yes.
So he's almost he's Wimby-esque, you know, not that he's the player of Wimby, but he can be a rim protector at least.
All right, guys, we're going to switch gears and head to Major League Baseball. The Royals, they are 34-47, lost to Tampa Bay last night, and they are losing to Tampa Bay right now. Top of the seventh inning, they're down 7-0, and yikes, it's a rough game today for the Royals. But, you know, they've had a few injuries, but Rama, go ahead and tell us what you know about the Royals, right, and Coach Bo, whichever one you want to go ahead.
I wanted to pick Coach's brain on this. I mean, you know, today, unfortunately, they're down early, but the offense has really picked up for the Royals. Jack Caglione is actually tied for the most home runs in June with Nick Kurtz of the A's with 9 home runs in June. He's had 3 multi-homer games this month. The other day, on Tuesday, he had a multi-homer game, including one that was 443 feet off the scoreboard. He's got 14 homers on the season now. So, you know, the Royals, even though they're 13 games under 500, they're only 8 games back in that division. I mean, that's still, you think if you can just kind of chip away, get it within 5 here by the end of July, and then you move it to within, you know, 4 or 3, and you just kind of chip away, they're still in this thing.
Absolutely, because we talked about the other day on our podcast, they've been a second-half team for the last 4 or 5 years. So if they can get it to 7 or 8 by the All-Star break, maybe 7, you know, mm-hmm. and then go on one of these runs where they go 20-10.
Yeah.
And then you're going to gain ground on somebody, mm-hmm. you know. And then because the bright side of it is I don't think Cleveland or Chicago are going to run away with it.
Agreed.
So
yeah, I don't either.
That allows you to maybe – you don't have to catch up all at once. And we talked about the other day, too, they get to play those teams in the division, head mm-hmm. up two or three more times so you can gain ground on everybody.
You know, I haven't been keeping – touch, but Bobby Witt, he suffered that sprain, and have they said anything about
day-to-day? Luckily, yeah. Their manager, Matt Quatrero, said that hopefully it's something where he's going to be back here in just a few days. I don't, you know, we'll see. I mean, right now he's missed 6 straight games entering today, so they've been without him. They've been without Mikel Garcia. They've been without Pasquantino. Cole Reagans, you know, they've been gone for a while now, and he's been shut down for the year. So, you know, they've been dealing with injuries. If they could get those bats back in the lineup, though, with Witt and Pasquantino and Garcia, the rest of the lineup right now has been swinging the bats really well. So if you get those guys back and you can find enough pitching to piece it together, they could try to get back into this.
Absolutely. And then you kind of got to wonder how much longer those guys going to be out, and then they're probably going to be on a rehab assignment for a couple of days. So you can see that live pitching where it's not going to matter mm-hmm. if they're rusty or not. But you know, I picked the Royals to win. I'm going to stay with them. I'll ride with them. I'll die with them. So, but Bobby Witt's got to get well, and Garcia's got to play better. Salvi's got to play better, too.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
He's kind of fallen off the last couple of weeks.
He has an excuse. He's old.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the thing. You really can't get too mad at him.
Right. Well, and Garcia, I mean, coming off of what an impressive offseason he had in the World Baseball Classic and the way he finished last season, I had a lot of high hopes for him. And right now he's only got 3 home runs and 19 RBIs. And you just, if he can get going and just add, you know, if you can get everybody going at the right time.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I hope they do.
And let's see, the White Sox and Cleveland, they're tied atop the AL Central. Royals are 8 games back. Just swinging around the other leagues. Yankees lead the AL East. Tampa Bay, they're 3 games back. Seattle is 41-40. The Rangers, Astros, and A's are all 2.5 games back. The Astros were about 6 back, so they've made some ground up, and they swept Toronto the other day, so that was a good series for them.
Seattle's down to by Pirates 3-0 in the fourth right now, Brett, so your Astros get a chance to, if the Pirates can keep this lead, they might be able to gain a little more ground here.
Keep doing that work bravely. The NL East by... They lead their game. They lead 48-31. Let's see, the Brewers. They lead the Central by 7 games, And what do you guys think about those division leaders? Are you surprised by any of those?
No.
And the Dodgers, of course, are kicking butt.
That's a given right there. We knew that. The surprise of baseball right now in my mind is going to be the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah.
5 games back.
Who would have thought it?
I had them dead in the water for the year.
We wrote it off. You said it. I mean, we weren't even in a waste of breath to talk about them.
We laughed at them.
That was done. They were going through a youth movement. They got rid of veterans and said, hey, okay, we're a couple of years away, but let's build it up. Well, heck no. They're trying now. They're like, you know what? They're going to have to be making a decision here in another few weeks. Are we buyers? Are we sellers?
Yeah, really.
So,
really. And happening in St. Louis, that's one of the best baseball cities in the whole country.
And I really hated to see it, even though the Cardinals are in the Pirates division. I mean, I've gone to so many games at, you know, Old Busch Stadium. I've always had respect for Cardinals fans because they are very knowledgeable. They have not had the attendance that like they used to. The last couple of years, the fans have kind of stayed away a little bit and said, prove to us that you guys are serious about winning and we'll come back. So you see their attendance numbers have been down, but it's a baseball town that's ready to – they're hungry. They want it to see if this is for real or not.
Well, if I'm a fan in St. Louis, I'm going to go out and watch J.J. play.
Yeah, J.J. Worthington, good young ball player.
I'm going to watch him play.
Yeah, he was at a Mars Hill High School in Pittsburgh, right down the road from PNC Park. So, yeah, he likes to take it out on the Pirates every time they played them so far this year. hey, and one more thing, guys. Shohei Ohtani last night got another win. He's 8-2, 158 ERA, while batting .295 with 17 home runs and 46 RBIs. So if you guys get a chance and he's on the mound or just watch him in the everyday lineup, he's worth watching all the time.
I swear that guy's a robot. I don't think he's a human being.
He doesn't play like one. I don't know what he is, but it's superhuman stuff.
You mentioned it the other day, I think, Coach, that you had someone who went and watched him in live recently and said, when you see him out there, he's just different than everybody else.
He walks different. He looks different. I mean, he's a two-way player. Now, we talked about today on what they pay him.
Not enough.
Absolutely. He's underpaid, isn't he?
The highest paid player in baseball, and it ain't enough.
And underpaid.
100%.
Underappreciated.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We'll give the NFL a good 6-7 minutes when we get back and finish out the 6-2-0 Sports Show.
The 6-2-0 Sports Show is sponsored in part by Cali College. Start your journey at Cali. With over 600 accredited courses, easy transfer pathways, and job-ready workforce training, we're here to help you reach your career goals. Looking for flexibility in your schedule? Many programs can be completed fully online. Cali is more than just a college. In Tiger Territory, you'll find the educational and community-focused opportunities for a well-rounded experience. Join us today and unlock your future as a Cali Tiger. Visit cali.edu to get started.
The Colonel's cooked up a new $10 bucket of the day just for you. Monday, 24 nuggets for $10. Tuesday, 8-piece fried chicken for $10. Wednesday, 10 wings for $10. Thursday, 8 tenders for $10. Friday, 24 nuggets for... Ooh, you guessed it, didn't you? $10. The $10 bucket of the day deal. Every weekday, only at KFC. It's finger licking good.
Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. Tax extra.
So Ryan and I came to the decision to get life insurance when I was pregnant with our first son. He really wanted us to be taken care of if something happened to him. He provided for our family in life and also after his death. I think that would make him proud. Ethos makes it fast and easy to get life insurance. Apply in minutes and get same day coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid testimonial. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Welcome to telephone banking. Please enter your 16-digit debit card number.
All right.
Followed by your date of birth.
Okay.
Mother's maiden name.
Mother's maiden name.
PIN number.
I gotta start again.
The pound key.
Oh.
You may begin now.
Oh, come on.
Missing that human touch with your bank? Come talk to a real person at Community National Bank. We're your local bank that's small enough to know you, yet big enough to offer the best products. Community National Bank and Trust. Federally insured, locally awesome. Member FDIC.
When you want a dealership that treats you right, come see us at Friendly Ford in Arc City, where the name truly says it all. Whether you're shopping for a brand new F-150, a family-ready Explorer, or a dependable pre-owned vehicle, our team is here to make the process simple, stress-free, and actually enjoyable. Friendly Ford believes in honest guidance, fair pricing, and hometown service that puts your needs first. From test drive to trade-in, you'll feel the difference the moment you walk through the door. Stop by Friendly Ford on Summit Street and discover why so many local families trust us. Friendly Ford, where buying a vehicle finally feels friendly.
Ask about our selection and come see what's on the lot. You bring the friends, we have the Fords at Friendly Ford of Arc City.
And before we get started, I want to remind folks that if you want to catch this, if you missed part of the show and you want to hear Kurt Caden or something else we've talked about, we are recording these shows and we are posting them at Cali Post under our podcast section. So you can hear the 620 Sports Show. We also post our local interviews and the celebrity interviews we do. And Monday we will have Lou Diamond Phillips on the show at 8:35. He'll be joining us to talk about his new movie. So, and he's been on the show once, but he's coming back on Monday to talk about his new movie. So that's kind
of
cool.
He's in one of my favorite movies of all time. Have you ever seen La Bamba?
Yes, I have. Young Guns. You got Bamba.
Young Guns, amazing. Yeah. And La Bamba, I thought he was, as Richie Valens, he was phenomenal. Yes. So, man, that's great. I'm going to be tuning in for sure, catching that one.
Yeah, he'll be on the show at 8:35 on Monday, and he'll be talking about his new movie, Gangland, that is coming out in July. And, guys, let's see, NFL news. Rashee Rice, he completed his 30-day sentence. He is home and out of jail, which is good. And this, I'm going to skip down the bottom because this one got me. Kyle Pitts signed a 3-year, $54 million deal with the Falcons to stay with the Falcons. Of course, he's a tight end, and that's one heck of a deal. And I'm not gonna fault him for that.
No,
I think he's a great player.
I honestly had heard a lot of grumblings, and I really started to think this way. A lot of Chiefs fans that I know said, "Hey, Kyle Pitts would be a perfect successor to Travis Kelce."
Yes.
If they could have got him in Kansas City, seamless transition, slide him right on in. I think the Falcons saw that there was some other squads like Kansas City that would love to get Kyle Pitts, and they made sure to get him locked up. So, 3-year, $54 million deal. Pitts last year had 88 catches for 928 yards and 5 touchdowns. He was a second-team All-Pro. And it leads me into this, Coach. If this is Travis Kelce's last year, do you feel comfortable with the guys that would succeed him that are on the roster in Kansas City right now, or is it something to where Kansas City will need to look at definitely drafting a tight end next year or going in the free agent route?
Well, first thing, you can't compare all of his replacements to Kelce because that's not going to be fair.
No.
You know, kind of like when Mahomes retires, bring the next guy in, you're going to hold him to the same standard. Like, well, good luck with that.
Yeah, right. I feel sorry for the guy that replaces Mahomes. I honestly do.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be impossible because if you don't go to the Super Bowl, you better. You're not a good quarterback, and that's not the case.
You could even go to the guy that was before Mahomes who took the Chiefs to the playoffs almost every single year, and Alex Smith, and he's a forgotten guy. Right, exactly. That's how good Patrick Mahomes is that just 10 years ago we had a quarterback in Kansas City that was really good and getting you there to the postseason every year, but no one would even remember Alex Smith and what he was for the Chiefs.
And you know what? Maybe, because the league operates that way, the Chiefs could inquire about Pitts and pick him up in a trade because the price tag's not going to be too much.
Yeah,
we were talking this morning, you get Kelce gone and you get Chris Jones gone, that's about $60 million freed up in their salary cap. So you can afford to go out and buy a pretty good tight end for six, you know, in that range, or another D tackle or whatever.
But, you're right.
You know,
and the Chiefs are used to spending that money on the tight end position anyway.
Absolutely.
So. Yeah,
absolutely.
You know, Mahomes, I didn't think there was any more possible ways to restructure his contract that they always do. And, you know, he's not living check to check, so
no.
He'll be fine.
I think Coach and I were talking earlier this morning that Kelce gets more money on his endorsements than he does on his actual salary. Same with Mahomes, I would bet. Even though Patrick's making $50 million a year, his endorsements are off the charts. I mean, everywhere you look, he's got different commercials.
He's probably got another zero on that endorsement.
Like exactly.
Well, I mean, the New Heights podcast alone, I think Kelce gets $21 million for that podcast, just for that.
He's got his own beer, too. Yeah, garage beer. He's got
they
all
have
the stuff.
Him and Mahomes has a restaurant in
Kansas City. And that's not cheap to go there. I've had some buddies that have gone there, and it's a pretty good bill if you want to go have a steak there. But, hey, that's, you know, you're going to go to Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce's place. You should expect it's probably going to be pretty nice, right?
I would assume. And you always got the chance to run into Taylor Swift at Kelce's place.
Well, and, I mean, I didn't know this until I read it the other day, but Patrick Mahomes owns 15 Whataburger franchises.
Yeah, he loves Whataburger. I know. Yeah, he brought them around the area here because of how much he loves them. So.
And speaking of that, Coach, have you got your suit for the wedding yet? Or I know you're invited. Are you?
Yeah, I'm going to show up in a pair of flops and a pair of shorts and a t-shirt.
Jimmy Buffett style. Yeah, all right. Absolutely. Good.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, right?
That's right.
Taylor might throw you out, Coach. I don't know.
That's all right. I don't have a problem with that.
You've been thrown out of worse places.
Absolutely.
Hey, you mentioned Chris Jones a minute ago, and so I thought I'd bring this up. Defensive tackle Jeffrey Simmons for the Tennessee Titans, he just got a huge deal, a 3-year, $105.8 million extension, which surpasses Kansas City Chiefs star Chris Jones' extension that he got that averages about $31.75 million a year. So just to put in perspective what Simmons has done to show that he's worth this, he had a great year last year. He had 11 sacks. He had 17 tackles for loss, 3 forced fumbles, 67 tackles, and 60 quarterback pressures. So Jeffrey Simmons staying in Tennessee and now even making more money than Chris Jones.
Wow.
And I heard there was 8 or 9 teams that were that you were talking about. Maybe that's why they locked down Pitts in Atlanta.
Yeah,
I guarantee you that's why Tennessee did that, because.
Mm-hmm. Well, we yeah. Hey, you know what? Chris Jones reset the market for that position. What he did and showed the value of that position, because when the Chiefs were on that run prior to last season, when they took a dip, had a lot of injuries and things that happened, but in their heyday of that 5-year run of all those Super Bowls. He was the key to that defense. And, I mean, he'd getting double teamed all the time. And sometimes the stats wouldn't reflect. You know, he'd say, God, they shut him down. No, he had 2 guys on him all game long, which opened up other guys to be able to make plays.
Yeah. It's just, he controlled one side of the line of scrimmage all by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he totally did. And, you know, it's right around the corner. The season's right around the corner. So
it's exciting. I know.
I'm getting super excited about it. I mean, we'll finish up the World Cup in the middle, and then, you know, baseball will get going, and we'll get to the baseball playoffs. And then before you know it, they'll be having these scrimmages with the NFL teams. And they've already had a few. But
mm-hmm.
And, of course, of course, college ball will get rolling right, you know, Labor Day weekend, and I mean,
best time of the year.
No, we're right there, and I tell you, you know, and then of course, you and I'll be doing high school ball together
for sure.
We know it, and
I know
it's going to be. You know, that time of the year is coming, and even though I enjoy the rest of the little lull, I love when everything gets rolling at the same time.
When you have it, still got baseball going on there, and it's pennant race time when. Got pro football, college football. You're just on the cusp of starting to, you know, a few months removed from having all the basketball start up again. It's great. I love it. But right now, we're still a couple months away from football, but we could talk football all day long if we wanted to. We could fill up our entire hour talking
every,
football.
Every day, all day long.
You're right.
Yeah, for sure. All right, guys. That's going to be the sports show for today. I want to say thank you one more time again to Kevin and the gang. Really understanding about us not taking the show on the road today because of the weather. And the next time we convene in 2 Thursdays, we will be down at the Buffalo Grill. And I hope you guys have a great and safe 4th of July weekend. And we'll go ahead and convene after that. Don't forget, we do record these shows, and you can hear that on the podcast section at Cali Post. So make sure you go there if you want to listen to the 60 Sports Show and all the local interviews that we do. Royals right now, they are down 8-0 now, and that is in the bottom of the 7th inning. And, of course, you can hear that on 103.3 and on 1280 AM KSOK. And you can hear the weekend series that they are going to have this weekend with the White Sox. You can hear all those games on 103.3 and on 1280 AM KSOK. Make sure you listen to the station also today for weather updates, as the weather could get a little dicey later this afternoon and tonight. We'll have live weather updates for you at the 20 and the 40 of every hour. So make sure you listen to that right here on Bob FM. Have a great day, everybody.